You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I am here with Kate Lochte and Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library. Welcome back, Sandy. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks.
Do you have any Irish blood?
I don't know if I have any Irish blood, but I'll tell you, I forgot to wear green today.
You're going to get pinched.
I know. I'm a little fearful. I know. Stop it.
Sandy Lynn visits regularly, third Mondays of the month, to talk about activities at the Callaway County Public Library. And you are full of activities this week, especially, let's start off with the very next thing that's going to happen on your calendar on the 19th. It's like a world event, isn't it?
It is a world event, or it's certainly across America, and we always celebrate Dr. Seuss's birthday, and it's at the first part of March. Well, guess what came along and canceled our big birthday party? It was too icy to play, so we had to reschedule for another day. And so this Wednesday on the 19th, we're going to have our birthday party for Dr. Seuss.
And it's, do I recall, 4 to 5 in the afternoon?
It is 4 to 5. Registration will start at 3:30. And this is a collaborative event with the Family Resource Centers at each of the elementary schools and the Callaway County Public Library. We're going to have cookies and games and fun music. And one of the things that I'm very, very excited about, our performers are going to be students from Murray High and Callaway High speech teams. And they've selected Dr. Seuss stories that they wanted to interpret, and they're going to perform their interpretations of them.
Well, since we couldn't get in touch with any of your performers, we have a surprise guest in the studio who will do us the pleasure of offering a bit of Seuss right now.
This is "There's a Wocket in My Pocket." Did you ever have the feeling there's a wasket in your basket, or a neuro in your bureau, or a wasset in your closet? Sometimes I feel quite certain there's a jerton in the curtain. Sometimes I have the feeling there's a zlock behind the clock. And that zelf up on the shelf, I have talked to him myself. That's the kind of house I live in. There's a nink in the sink, and a zamp in the lamp. And they're rather nice, I think. Some of them are very friendly, like the yacht in the pot. But that yodel in the bottle, some are friendly, some are not. I like the zabel on the table and the gare under the chair. But that bofa on the sofa, well, I wish he wasn't there. Shall I continue?
Yeah.
All those nubbards in the cupboards, they're good fun to have about. But that newt grush on my toothbrush, him I could do without. The only one I'm really scared of is that vug under the rug. And that quimney up the chimney, I don't like him, not at all. And it makes me sort of nervous when the zoll scoots down the hall. But the yeps on the steps, they're great fun to have around. And so are many, many other friends that I have found. Like the teller and the kneller and the geller and the deller and the beller and the weller and the zeller in the cellar. And the geeling on the ceiling and the zower in my shower and the Zillow on my pillow. I don't care if you don't believe it. That's the kind of house I live in, and I hope we never leave it.
Yay! So, can I put you on standby for performance?
Absolutely.
That was perfect.
Well, thank you.
I
have two children, you know.
Yes.
It's not my first go around with the
but
doctor.
But not everyone can read Seuss like that.
Your first Seuss rodeo.
It was not. That was perfect. He's on standby now, Kate.
Okay. So that's Wednesday the 19th from 4 to 5, live performances of Dr. Seuss at the Callaway County Public Library on Main Street in Murray. Then the fun continues.
It does, because, you know, we are all anxious for spring, and we're ready for gardening. And don't you love tomatoes and planting? And we were talking about raised bed gardening, and you do a little bit of that yourself, correct?
I do, and I'm trying to pull back the effort.
That you're pulling back the effort.
So. Because there's not a lot of room in raised beds if you don't have a lot of them, which I do not. But I have a big appetite for what is produced in a garden.
Yes. And I have had a lot of folks ask me, how about if we did a program on learning how to do that? So Matt Chadwick, the Callaway County Extension agent, is going to be doing a program for us on Thursday and it's from 6 to 7. It's free. You don't have to register. You just come. And he's going to tell us the pros and cons of using raised beds, the plants that work best. If you're already familiar with raised bed gardening, he's going to show you how you can kick it up a little bit, too. So if you've got no experience, a little experience, or a lot of experience, this will be a good program.
Great timing. Raised bed gardening. Get to it.
Well, I think everybody's just ready for spring and wants to see those little things go in the ground.
It's funny, all the weather people are starting to talk about we know that you want spring, but sorry, we just can't give you spring right now, especially in the Northeast. But spring actually occurs this week, doesn't it?
It's always the 20th through the 22nd, so it's going to be one day this week for sure.
There you go. 60 degrees tomorrow. We're on our way. And the next thing you're going to talk about is sort of summery.
We're excited about a special visit from Animal Tales this month. They called and wanted to work together to provide a program this month. And I said, sure, let's go for it. So we're going to be doing it on Tuesday afternoon, March the 25th, and it'll be from 1:30. And it's for kids. I would probably say 3 and up, accompanied by an adult, but it's and certainly younger children could come, but I was just kind of thinking this is going to be the reptile, and maybe I'm just putting my own fear in there.
So what all will be visiting the library?
I know for sure there are snakes, and everyone has the opportunity to touch it should they desire to do so. Guess what I never desire to do? Touch the snake. I'll hold the tarantulas, though.
Well, there you go. There's always a balance, you know. So where do Animal Tales, what is this all about?
It's an educational business that's in Mayfield, and I think I've called that the wrong thing. They are in the business of educating children and adults about animals, and they have done many, many programs for us, and they have brought some of the most awesome things to the library. And actually, we have had the reptile program before, and you know, there are turtles, and there's lizards, and all sorts of really awesome things.
Well, so beyond the getting a book, there's lots to do at the public library mm-hmm. in Murray, as well as in other communities in our coverage area. And we thank you for being here today to spread the word about everything.
Well, thanks. And I'm just really glad I got to hear a Sue story by Tracy.
Anytime.
All right.